I am so pleased to report we have, this may be a record for me, or it is for at least for a long time. We have three Robo Dweebs right here in the studio with us, Eli Thewis, Eric Geisha, and Landon Latbeck. I hope I pronounced your names right, boys. And also Jenna Udenberg, the leader, is with us via phone. And it's super fun to have you here. Let's see if you're all checking in. So say hello to me, boys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I think they're all there. And Jenna, are you there? Will you sign in
good
as well?
Morning.
Oh, good. Great. So two weeks ago, I believe, we talked to Lily and you, Jenna, and we're very excited about this state competition coming up. And so the state competition happened, and by all accounts, I've heard generally that it was wonderful, but we would love to hear the details. And so let's start. Eric, you are a veteran of the Robo Dweebs. So do you want to start just by sharing with us where you went, sort of what the logistics were? Where did you go and what did you do? How long did it take? That kind of thing.
Well, the main event happened up in the cities. So Minneapolis, I believe.
Yep.
Near the XL Energy Center. So we stayed at this wonderful Holiday Inn.
I bet you had a lot of fun there.
Oh, yeah, it was great. So we spent the night there and then headed up to the venue the next day.
And how many teams were there?
I believe about 66.
Ooh, so this is a big arena?
Yeah, it's like a big auditorium area. There were all 66 state teams from the state of Minnesota.
All right, and Eli, let's move to you. What was your task? Did you come prepared to present something, or what was the first thing in front of you?
So we had two presentations, and that was design and project.
Yep.
And then...
And can you just pick one of those instead of say what it was? What kind of project was it?
For project, I believe you're given a problem, and you have to come up with a real-world solution for it.
Can any of you speak to, like, what was the problem? And is it a little bit harder to explain on the radio, I bet? Can you somehow summarize it just to give listeners? I mean, people maybe thinking Legos. They may be thinking 3D printers. I mean, people just have no idea what we're talking about. Share with them just some basic. Eric, why don't you go ahead?
Well, Legos are a relatively big portion of the program. But,
okay.
The main part is the project. So at the beginning of the season, we get sort of like a launch where we have like a theme for the season. Everything revolves around this theme. The theme this year was mainly electricity and issues there are with it. So we decided to focus down on power lines specifically, and then we narrowed that down further to underground power lines.
Wow. So are you creating a blueprint to actually make underground power lines?
Well, the way we're trying to go about it is taking the existing underground power lines.
Yeah.
When there is damage, replace it with a part of our new power line, which is our acronym for it is SAL, sodium acetate underground lines. Sodium acetate is going to, when it detects like frost heaving underground, that's a pretty big issue.
That would be a big issue around here.
Yeah, where it ends up splitting the line. When that is detected, it will heat up with that sodium acetate, thaw the heave, and then hopefully prevent any further damage.
So I'll say this sounds like chemistry. Did you bring your chemistry knowledge to this, or is it really not? It just seems like that, but it really isn't chemistry.
Well, it is chemistry.
Okay.
We didn't go too deep in the whole chemistry part. Just we are using chemicals.
And you somehow figured out what that solution was and that it would be helpful because it would heat up the underground power line.
Yeah, so one of our team members had experiences with this chemical in the past from a science class.
Okay.
Oh, this could actually work. So we looked into it, and it did.
Wonderful. Landon, why don't you chime in a little bit with what it was like for you to be part of this group and to be working with down in the state with all these other people and all these other teams? What was it like?
It was really fun to be at state, but it was kind of stressful and a little bit overwhelming, but I had a really good time being there and performing our presentations and kind of just showing the other teams how far we've gone to get to stay it.
I would imagine that as time went on, you kind of got used to it and got comfortable with it. You probably walk in there and it's completely overwhelming.
Yeah.
Jenna, what would you like to add to this picture that we're painting here?
Yeah, so our team did amazing. They represented themselves, their families, and our community. Amazing. Coach Zach Blaisdell and I were talking a couple days ago and reflecting on what we saw our kids do. It was just, they answered all the questions with ease with the judges. They used their professionalism and their critical thinking skills really on the fly. If they didn't understand something, that was kind of adult speak or high-level questioning that was confusing, even for us adults sitting in the galley. They had ways of working around to get really at the question that the judges had. And if they asked a question that maybe they didn't really want the judge to ask, they figured out how to make the answer be answering a question that they wanted the judge to ask. Hmm. So, yeah, it was just amazing. And our robot performed pretty well. So, like the boys said, there's four different areas. So with the robot game, I think our highest score that day was 170, so they performed four different rounds. And then they actually got two callbacks, one for their project and then one for the Minnesota Programming Award. And our team was awarded second place. So that means,
wow,
just getting to state means the RoboDweebs were in the top 15% of the state of Minnesota. By getting a callback, that means they're in the top 1% of the state of Minnesota. And by receiving a second place trophy, I'm a music teacher by trade, not a mathematician, but whatever that would equate to, it's less than 1%. So
right.
Our town and region and the dweebs themselves have a ton to be proud of. And this is our fifth year going to state, so 5 out of 6 years, with our program being around for 10 years. And all this wouldn't have been possible without our amazing support of our different sponsors and donors throughout our whole town. So thank you so much to all the different industries and businesses that have supported our team.
Yeah, it sounds like the RoboDweebs and Two Harbors are really an outstanding feature here and a very strong program. That's really, really fun to hear about. Boys, can you tell us, A, like what turned out to be really fun about it? Like what was the most fun, honestly, about it? And also, what did you learn? Like how were you different walking away? I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but Eric, you go.
All right. Well, I really enjoyed just going in. There was this big, like, open room where every other team had unpacked their stuff.
Uh-huh.
Had a little table. It was really fun just to walk around, go say hi to everyone, see what they had come up with their projects, stuff like that. Basically just seeing how many other people had made.
Yeah, you were suddenly part of thousands of other kids that were similarly interested to things that you're interested in. And Eric, do you have anything you walked away feeling like I'm really different now, or I've learned something, or I've grown, or anything that stands out to you?
So in my past 3 years of being on the team, I've attended three different state competitions. So my first year was completely virtual, hosted in my garage. Second year was hybrid, so we'd still gone down to Minneapolis, but it wasn't quite the full event. This year it was the full thing. So it was really cool just seeing how that all worked, seeing like this program on such a big scale.
Yeah. In a way, you probably appreciate it more since it's actually been kind of 3 years in coming to the big event that's all in person with the crowds and everything. That's fun. Landon, how about you? What's something you learned and what was the most fun for you?
What was most fun for me was kind of like Eric said, kind of seeing what the other teams have prepared. And also, I really like just being in the large stadium, but I learned, like, I feel like it kind of helped. I had to be pretty social during the event, and I'm not very good at socializing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was good learning.
I'm sure you rose to the challenge. That's really, really fun to hear about. Okay, Eli, your turn. What did you learn, and what was the funnest for you?
The funnest part for me was going to the Innovation Fair. I got to see all the different sponsors of FLL and High Tech Kids.
Wait, tell us a little bit more what that means. What's FLL?
FLL is First Lego League.
Okay. So just seeing other kids doing similar things, but doing projects that you hadn't thought of. Does that kind of sum it up?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you learn? How are you different when you walked away?
I learned that 66 teams looks more like 100 teams.
Well said. So it was a huge deal? Like, oh, I'm hearing from all three of you that there are a lot of people there and a lot of scrutiny. And so Jenna spoke so highly of you answering questions. What was it like from your perspective to answer difficult questions or to try to figure out even what they're asking sometimes? Anyone can chime in for this one.
Well, at least for me, I'm used to a really small team of like half the people that we had this year. So it was really fun to hang out with a whole bunch more people. And then once we got into those judging rooms, I was like, wow, we're doing really good. We are like hitting the nail on the head with these questions. It's great.
Kind of like all your brain synapses were like firing off like just perfectly. You're articulate and tell me if I'm reading between the lines, but it sounds like the fact of your team being really fun and supportive really helped people to be at their best rather than feeling all your insecurities kind of come up. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
How about anyone else have anything to add about that? What was it like to answer these really difficult questions?
It was kind of stressful and nerve-wracking to try and answer the questions, but I feel like we did really good with them and were able to answer them really well.
Are there any questions that stood out to anyone that you could even think to repeat, or was it too complicated to maybe too much to sort of recap here to us lowly listeners of a radio station that wouldn't understand a lot of what you're talking about? Jenna, so I'm getting a pretty neat picture of it. Is there any way you would wrap it up? Did you actually walk up and receive an award right there, or how did it wrap up?
Yeah, so at the end of our very long day, we got there before 7:30, and the awards ceremony didn't start till about 6:30 on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that is a very long day.
Yeah. They have an awards ceremony, so High Tech Kids gives all of their scholarships and awards, and actually our team nominated the scholarship winner, Ethan, as one of our mentors from Hermantown Talents. So that also was a highlight of our time down there. And so after all the volunteer awards and scholarship awards, then they start announcing all this student awards, all the different team awards. And so your pictures are up on the big Jumbotron, and they talk about all the different callbacks. They say some kind of witty statement as they read off the teams. And they, as soon as we heard Color Code Launch System, which Eric and our teammate Spencer was a part of creating, we knew that that trophy was ours. And so the kids all got to run up as a team and run up and take team pictures. If you check out our Facebook site, you can see all the different pictures throughout the day and some videos and that kind of stuff as well. So just amazing. And our team thing that they always shared with the judges at the end, because we coached them of, if an adult asks you if there's anything else that you want them to know, always have an answer. And so this team worked really hard this season on one of our core values, all of them, of course. There's 6 core values. But the one that stands out the most to me with this team is inclusion. Always making sure every voice was heard, making sure that every voice was a part of every decision, and making sure that feelings were in a way that they could move forward. So just really exhibiting things that we need in this adult world. So I'm so excited to see as these kids grow how they're going to keep advancing these skills to make our world a better place. But the team thing this year, come up with one of our rookie kids, was either feed the chickens in the coop or get out of the coop. Meaning, be a part of the team and help. And if you're not able to help feed the chickens, then maybe go find something else to do that's still helping the chickens, but just
right.
Get out of the coop.
Right. So if you want to feed the chickens, here you are. And you mentioned Eric and others, how the team was larger this year. I wonder if your success and fun is really becoming a catching thing around the school. How can students get involved in the future? Maybe I'll pass this to you, Jenna.
Yeah, so every spring we just share information through our Facebook page, through announcements at Two Arbors High School, just about usually we do some kind of summer recruitment camp. And FLL makes it so we can only have 10 kids on a team, so this year was our largest availability of a team. So every year it just depends on how many of the veterans want to continue on and then how many spaces we have available. But the cool thing with this team specifically is that they're so focused on outreach and wanting to do some community service or ways of giving back. So even today, we have a Zoom with our team in Canada, the Flocks, and helping them prepare for their regionals. So we don't really have everything set out yet of what summer can look like because we also need some downtime and what have you. But yeah, I envision some really cool things. Like last summer, we were invited to Kids & Co. to do a STEM day with those students and that kind of thing. So just keep your eye out to our Facebook page and stuff through the Two Arbors school system, and we'll just keep sharing all the information and this great opportunity. And we're always looking for more coaches and mentors. And the cool thing is the kids do all the work. You don't need to know programming. You don't need to know research. You don't need to do anything. You just have to have a heart for kids and be willing to be the adult that takes the adult problems out of the way so the kids can go through and learn and just grow.
Wow. Thank you. I'm speaking with Jenna Udenberg, the leader of the Robo Dweebs of Two Harbors, and also three of the Dweebs, Eli Thewis, Eric Geisha, and Landon Latvek. So thank you so much, boys, for being with us this morning. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.